Well, in hindsight, it was probably a good result after, like you say, going behind. But we were disappointed that they have pushed on and won the game. You know, I think Gary Rogers, the Sligo goalkeeper, made a fantastic save from David McNeid. Steve McLaughlin had a wee half a chance with a header just before half-time. And then, obviously, Patrick McElhinney has cracked the crossbar with a fantastic strike from the edge of the box. So, you know, in terms of chances, I felt we had the better chances in the game. But, you know, going to Sligo with a depleted squad, playing as well as we did and coming away with a draw is not a bad result.
Yeah. We'll speak about the squad in just a moment, but looking at the game, it took that goal by Sligo to sort of spring Derry into life.
Well, I felt we started okay, to be honest. You know, we asked the players to pass the ball, and, you know, and I felt we'd done that okay. The goal was defensively wasn't great from our point of view, but we were disappointed with it, but, you know, the response we got after the goal was very encouraging. It shows good character from our boys, and the fact that they pushed on and got the equaliser and maybe could have had another one or two before half-time, I think was testimony to the attitude that they're showing at the minute.
Yeah. Certainly was an intense finish. Opportunities going to their side towards the end of the game, Declan.
Well, it was. I think we actually ran out of steam to a certain extent. We've been using a fun squad for a couple of weeks now, and I think, you know, the intensity of the game last night caught up with some of us with 15, 20 minutes to go. But, you know, we put a lot of effort into the game. Sligo, a very good side, and, you know, they've won their last 10 games on the bounce at home, you know, so it's a very difficult place to go, and I felt that we were, in my opinion, the ones in control of the game for long periods of time, and maybe sure came away with 3 points.
Yeah. It's a typical Northwest Derby game last night.
It was. You know, we know going down there it's very difficult, but, you know, we have confidence that we're a good side as well, and, you know, I think to a certain extent maybe Sligo underestimated us last night. I think they thought they were going to, well, have an easier game than what they did, and I think it surprised them. You know, we have quality players, and we have experienced players, and, you know, half of the team last night, we had 5 players under 23. Yeah. You know, Sligo have all got experienced League of Ireland players, but we have a lot of young players in our squad as well, and I think they gave a good account of themselves last night.
Yeah. Well, where's things standing today now on the squad front? Because you did have a lot of injuries heading into the game last night, Declan.
Well, it's even worse today, to be totally honest. I don't take any joy at all in telling you that, you know, Simon Madden couldn't walk after the game with a very bad calf injury. David McDade also needed help getting off the bus and getting the to get a lift home. So he's extremely doubtful for Monday. And obviously Rory Patterson came on and aggravated an injury even worse and had to come off again, so he's definitely out. So we're potentially down in 1 or 2 or 3 bodies for another semi-final on Monday evening.
Yeah, and that's on top, obviously, of Stuart Grayson, Shane McElhinney, Rory Higgins, Stephen McLaughlin, Owen Morrison, so there's a lot of guys there.
There's a lot of players out at this moment in time. So it's sometimes you have to just get on with it. You have to accept that what we're not carrying any luck at the minute, you know, with injuries. It's mostly twists and turns. We've only got one muscle injury and kicks. But, you know, we have to accept what wee bit of bad luck we're taking at the minute. We've had the crossbar last night, which could have got us 3 points. We had the crossbar in Shelburne, which could have got us a point out of the game. You know, so they just don't seem to be carrying that wee bit of luck at the minute, but hopefully that'll all change. You know, it evens itself out in the long term.
But you mentioned there that the young guys are stepping up to the plate.
They are. They're doing great. You know, Simon Madden, obviously, is only 21 years of age, when I'm afraid. He's under 22. David McDade's 22. Stephen McLaughlin, Patrick McElhinney are still 20 and 21. So, you know, We have experienced players on our team, but I think the young players deserve a tremendous amount of credit for, you know, it's a big club to be playing at a very young age, and there's a lot of expectation at our club, and, you know, I think they're conducting themselves very well. I think also we have a lot of talented young players in the under 21 and under 19 teams at the club, and they'll obviously get their chance as well. Barry McNamee and a Sean lad has came on last night for his league debut. He played him against Fanhart from Monday. So, you know, Michael Barr and Kevin Boner, Brian McGrory is still he's still making an impact at this moment in time. So, you know, all these young players will get opportunities over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah. So, looking at the table, Declan, mid-table there, seven games played. You've won three matches, currently 6 points off Sligo, who are setting the pace. So do you feel if you had maybe a wee bit of more luck that Derry would be sitting higher up on the table?
Well, we didn't play very well in Shelburne, but we had a crossbar and ball punched over the line. The referee didn't give it. So that gets you a point. You know, we had a chance in the 89th minute against Drogheda when we were getting beat 1-0. We must have a very easy chance 2 or 3 yards out. Would have tied that at 1-1, you know. So on another day, we might have had a few more points on board. We won cleared off the line last week against UCD. So, you know what, we are where we are. We got to make sure we get more points on board over the coming weeks. But, you know, I think the first phase of games in the Air Chesity League this year is very unpredictable. And I think the main thing is staying on the pack. And as the season develops, you know, that's when you'll see the teams start to pull away. So, you know, it's important for us to keep in touch with the teams at the top. And as you say, 6 points at this moment in time, when you have to play each other three times, isn't that big of a cushion for us to play. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And a cup semi-final now coming up on Monday night against Shamrock Rovers. It's good to be involved in these different competitions at the moment, Declan. But how are you going to sort of refocus the guys now for this one on Monday?
Well, I don't think it'll be very difficult. You know, we're playing the league champions in their own backyard in front of a big crowd in a semi-final of an All-Ireland competition. We want to go down there. We want to get an away goal. We want to keep the game tight for the second leg. They're a very, very good side. We a lot of players in their squad. You know, it's obviously a very difficult venue for us, but you know, Friday will stand us in good stead and give us a belief that we can go to difficult venues and get results. And, you know, we're going there fully confident and with a lot of belief that we can get a favourable result.